Vandals Attack ICE Field Office Building in Georgia Capitol. By Bob Price on July 26, 2020. Vandals in Atlanta, Georgia, attacked the federal building that is home to the city's field office of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. It appears the vandals broke out windows and sprayed graffiti on the building. Media outlets report that vandals swept through 180 Ted Turner Drive early Sunday morning. They allegedly smashed windows and sprayed graffiti on the building that houses the Atlanta ICE field office and other immigration-related federal offices, including an immigration court. Signs left behind by vandals read, "No more peace," and "No cops, no ICE, no borders," Fox 5 in Atlanta reported. Fox 5 reporter Emily Akeda reported the vandals claim to stand in solidarity with the freedom fighters of Portland. Destructive protests, vandals targeted a federal building, DHS DOJ, last night. Twitter chatter labeled the damage as an effort to stand in solidarity with the freedom fighters of Portland, where protesters have repeatedly clashed with agents guarding a federal courthouse. pic.twitter.com/7vansley5q. Emily Akeda, at Emily Akeda Fox 5, July 26, 2020. Akeda also reported seeing evidence of smoke bombs outside the building on Sunday morning. In a video posted on Twitter by @acidvitalism, protesters can be heard yelling "Burn it down, burn it down." It appears the vandals fired incendiary devices at the building and targeted the interior with green lasers. DHS/ICE field office ransacked by frontliners in Atlanta in solidarity with the freedom fighters of the hashtag Portland protests and every other suffering poor person trying to build a new world. Hashtag Portland solidarity, hashtag George Floyd, hashtag Race Hart Brooks, hashtag Black Lives Matter. pic.twitter.com/KL73Hika. Acid Vitalist leak, at Acid Vitalism, July 26, 2020. An earlier post on Twitter by Daniel Hanley, at Calamard, invites people to rally against fascism in solidarity with Portland. It sets a start time for the hashtag Atlanta protest as 10:30 p.m. on July 25. Rally against fascism, in solidarity with Portland. DHS/ICE field office. Saturday 10:30 p.m. at WER protest hashtag Atlanta protest pic.twitter.com/otxtlkai. Daniel Hanley, at Calamard, July 23, 2020. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart Texas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan said the individuals in Portland are criminals, not protesters. "It is so frustrating when I hear these individuals referred to as demonstrators or protesters," the commissioner said. "They're not. They are criminals. They are coordinating and planning with willful intent to destroy federal property and seriously injure federal officers and agents," Morgan explained. "What they are doing, every single night, they are getting together. They are coordinating, they are organizing with a willful intent to destroy federal property and injure federal agents and officers. They come prepared every single night with deadly weapons, commercial-grade fireworks, lasers, frozen water bottles, rocks, and hammers." Breitbart Texas reached out to the Federal Protective Services agency responsible for the security of federal buildings, including the Atlanta field office. Last evening at 180 Ted Turner Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, several windows of the facility were broken and the facility was spray-painted, an FPS spokesman said in response. No arrests were made by federal officers. Information on damages should be referred to the General Services Administration. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pts and Facebook. Editor's note: this article has been updated with a statement from Federal Protective Services officials.